The U.S. Open will close tonight. Rafael Nadal hopes to end his losing streak against Novak Djokovic, the number one ranked tennis player in the world. The men's finals will happen tonight.
I'm not having a lot of luck against him. No, I played already 5 finals and I lost all of them. So hopefully New York helped me this time.
That is Nadal there trying to catch the underdog spirit there. Of course, Samantha Stosur was the first Australian since 1973, I think, to capture the Grand Slam. She beat Serena Williams in 2 straight sets in last night's women's final. Here to talk tennis with us, Van Sias. He's been covering the tournament for the magazine Tennis View. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Before I get your prediction on whether Nadal's going to end his losing streak, let's talk about the women's. What big shock that Stosur beat Williams? Because Serena seemed to think that because of her health issues that she was lucky to even be in the finals.
I think it was a little bit of a shock, but Sam Stosur is one of the hardest working players on tour, physically fit, and played pretty much the match of her life. She went in there with a solid game plan, hit big forehands, keep the ball down low to Serena. And in a way, you can almost say Serena got out-Serena'd, I think. I mean, I think she just got hit off the court. And I think Sam showed a lot by staying calm throughout the match. It was a huge occasion.
It's almost not the playing that people are talking about now as so much as Serena Williams' outburst. She had some very bad temper exchanges with the umpire, wouldn't shake hands at the end of the match. You were there for this, and I'm wondering, compare it to, say, some of the outbursts from John McEnroe, worse than McEnroe?
I don't think so. I think it was, it was an unfortunate call, an unfortunate situation for Serena at the time, but I don't think it was worse than what we've seen in the past from players like McEnroe or Connors, or even today. I think players blow up at umpires. I mean, maybe the stage was bad. I mean, it was one of the biggest stages in tennis for that to happen, but I don't think it was that bad. And I think the furor during the match, the situation seemed to calm down and be forgotten about, and they just went out and played tennis. And again, like I mentioned, Sam did a great job of keeping her composure.
Sam Stosur.
Yeah.
Well, let's look forward to the men's match this evening. Do you think Nadal is finally going to be able to beat Djokovic?
It's tough. I mean, Djokovic is coming off a tremendous win in the semifinals, where he had to rally from 2 sets down to beat Roger Federer. And he's owned Nadal this year. I mean, he's beaten him in 5 straight finals. So I think, Nadal, if anything, I mean, he's a great champion, and I'm sure he knows what he has to do to adjust to win. But it'll be a tall order for him to pull off. It's funny to say an upset, Nadal having to worry about, winning a match and it being an upset. But I think Djokovic can win this one.
But Nadal playing well.
Nadal is playing well. I saw his quarterfinal match against Andy Roddick the other day. And last year, Roddick beat him by coming into the net constantly. And I think Roddick went in with that game plan the other day, and Nadal made the adjustments and won pretty easily. So he is playing really well and played well in the semifinal match against Andy Murray.
Well, let's see if he can, Rafael Nadal can, as you say, pull off an upset.
Yeah. It's funny to think about.
Yeah, it is a strange thing against Novak Djokovic in the men's final of the U.S. Open tonight. Van Sias is a sports journalist. He's been covering the U.S. Open for Tennis View magazine. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.